Today's shir is Masechta Nazir Daf Yud Ches, and we will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, 13 lines from the top. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana Hod Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa that we have discussed on a number of occasions in the last number of shir? Ein Bein Nazir Tamesh Nazir Le Nazir Tar Shenitma. There is no difference between a person who accepted upon himself Naziris when he was Tamei, a person who accepted upon himself Naziris when he was in a cemetery. The terminology that the Gemara has been using for such an individual is he's a Nazir Bekever, versus L'Nazir Tar Shenitma, the regular case that we discuss, that the Torah discusses, about a person who's a Nazir who became Tamei. The difference is a person who became Tamei, was Tamei when he became a Nazir on day 7 of his purification process, meaning he became a Nazir when he was in the cemetery, he left the cemetery and he begins a purification process which takes 7 days. On the 3rd day and on the 7th day he has the mixture of the Eifer Para, the ashes of the Para Aduma, and the Maim Chaim sprinkled on him. And then on that 7th day, he begins his new count, versus a Nazir Tar Shenitma, a Nazir who was Tar and became Tamei, he ain't Shvi Shalai Olam Reminyan, he doesn't begin his new count on day 7, rather he begins his new count on day 8. Who is the Tan of this Braisa? Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda, this Tana reflects the opinion of Rebbe. He, Dami Rebbe, Rebbe says, Ein Naziris Tara Chala Elat Shmini. Rebbe holds, this is going to be the subject of today's Shira Mitzvah Shem, that a Nazir who becomes Tamei, that the Torah tells us, Vahayomim Harishonim Yiplu, he forfeits the days of Naziris that he has already kept. He goes through the Tahara process, which takes 7 days. He goes to the mikvah on the 7th day. He takes a haircut on the 7th day. And on the 8th day, he brings karbonis. Says the Gemara that this braisa that says that the regular Nazir who becomes Tamei can only begin counting the new Naziris on day 8 reflects the opinion of Rebbe. Because if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Nazir who becomes Tamei and then goes through the purification process doesn't have to wait till day 8 to begin his new count of Naziris. But Rabbi Yosef holds that on day 7, Hama Naziris to Tahara, he begins the new count, B'Shviyu D'Chayil, already on day 7. Our Braisa, which says that only the Tamei Shenazar can begin his new count on day 7. But the Nazir Shenitma begins his new count only on day 8, clearly reflects the opinion of Rebbe, not of Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Again, the Rishayim asked the question, which we have mentioned earlier, that why doesn't this Braisa quote another difference between a Tamei Shenazar versus a Nazir Shenitma? That a Tamei Shenazar doesn't have to bring the karbonis of Tumah versus a Nazir Shenitma does? So the Rishayim answer that is already included in what this Braisa is saying. And this Braisa, by saying that a Nazir Shenitma can begin his new count on day 7 and doesn't have to wait until day 8, even according to Rebbe. Because why, according to Rebbe, do we have to wait for day 8? Because day 8 is the Yom Havaz Kabanoisov. And Rebbe, as we're going to learn soon in the Shir, holds that we can't begin the new count until the day of bringing Kabanois. However, this Tamei Shenazar, who doesn't have the obligation to bring Kabanois, therefore he can begin on day 7. And therefore that difference is already actually included in what the Braisa teaches us. However, the Meraim Sada asks another question. The Meraim Sada asks, why does the Gemara have to prove from the Braisa that the Braisa is contrary to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? The Mishnah is clearly teaches this the same din. Because the Mishnah says that only the Nazir who accepted upon himself Naziris in the Beis HaKfaris begins his count on day 7. It's obvious that the Mishnah holds that everyone else, that the normal case of a Nazir Shenitma, will begin on day 8. So why doesn't the Gemara use the Mishnah as a proof that it doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? So he answers, a very bechiddush, that when does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that we begin counting from day 7? That's only if on day 8 the person will actually bring his kabbonis. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that even though the kabbonis are actually brought only on day 8, we could start counting the new Naziris from day 7. However, in a case where the kabbonis will not be brought on day 8, for example, the case of the Mishnah, where the person in our Mishnah became Tamei again on day 7. Such a person, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that we won't begin counting on day 7. And therefore, the Mishnah is not a proof, because our Mishnah is referring to a case where the person became Tamei again. Says the Gemara, we've been quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Gemara delves and tries to analyze where and what is the machlokes of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. My Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What do we mean by quoting the opinion of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the nazir who becomes tamei, the kidesh es roishoy b'yoymahu. Says Rabbi, what is the yoymahu? The yoym havas kabanosav. The day that he can bring his carbon, divrei Rebbe, that's the day that he begins the new count of Naziris if he became Tomei and had forfeited the original days of Naziris. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hudoimer, b'yoyim taglachtoi, on the seventh day, the day where he takes the haircut, that's when he begins the count of the new Naziris. There's a machlokes rishonim in understanding what is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Tosfos says that as soon as the seventh day comes and he goes to the mikveh after having sprinkled on himself the paraduma water, that's when the new Naziris begins. The Rosh and the Rambam, however, hold that it only begins after he takes the haircut on day 7. However, Rebbe, as the Gemara just said, says that it's b'yoyim havas kabbonosav, you have to wait for day 8, the day that he can bring his kabbonis. And actually, the Rishonim ask a question, which is based on the opinion of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yishmael, who we will soon learn. The Chachamim say that it's not just enough that day 8 should arrive, but actually on day 8 of a Nazir who became Tamei, he has to bring Kabbonis, 3 Kabbonis, a Chatos, an Osham, and an Oilah. And according to the Chachamim, only after he brings the Kabbonis, Karbon Chatos, can he start counting the new Naziris. Rabbi Shmuel holds, not only must he bring the Karbon Chatos, but he must even bring the Karbon Asham, and then, and only then, can he start counting the new Naziris. So after Rishonim, maybe Rebbe agrees with one of those opinions, and it's not just enough that day 8 arrives. Maybe Rebbe will hold that he also has to bring at least one or some of the, or all of the Kabbonis. So they say, we have to follow the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara we just learned uses the wording b'yoyim havo'as kabbonosav. So the Gemara is stressing that according to Rebbe, all that's required is that it's the day that he brings the carbon, not that any kabbonos have to actually be brought. Says the Gemara, v'hada tanan, we learned in a Mishnah Masechta Krisis, there is a case of a nazir, shenitma tumas harbe. A nazir became tamei many times, and yet any mevi el kabon echad, he only has to bring one set of kabonos for the various tumas that he had. Ask the Gemara, man tana, who is the tana that taught us this Mishnah? Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, the tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Amar Naziris Tara Mishvi, that we start Chaylu, we start the new count on day 7. So the Mishnah is referring, says Rav Chisda, to the following situation. The person was Tomei. He was a Nazir who became Tomei. And then day 7 arrived. And day 7, he begins counting the new Naziris. And on that day, he became Tomei again. So actually, we ought to think that since he already began counting a new Naziris, and he became Tomei after he began counting the new Naziris, he should have to bring a separate set of Kabbonis for this new Tumah. Teaches us the Mishnah that since it's before the day that he was obligated to bring Kabbonis, he became Tomei on day 7, not on day 8. So even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah teaches us, will agree that one set of Kabbonis for these two different Tumas that affected two different Nazirisin will be sufficient. Why? Says the Gemara. Kivin de loyotze shor haroy lovi karbin. Since he was never yet able to bring the Kabbonis for the first Tumah, because day 8 has not yet arrived. Therefore, even Rabbi Yosef will agree, ein achayv al karban achad, he'll only bring one set of kabbonis for both sets of tumah. Di tema, continues the Gemara, for if you will want to explain that the Mishnah, that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe Hi, either nitma b'shvi, v'chozva nitma b'shvi, if it's going to be referring to the same situation where a person became tumah on day 7, kula tumah rechtehi. It's obvious that he doesn't bring another set of Kabbonis. And as the Rishonim explain, what will be the din if a Nazir becomes Tamei and he begins counting and acting as he's supposed to in the 7 days of the purification process? And then on day 4, he becomes Tamei again. There is no question. It's obvious that he wouldn't have to bring a new set of Kabbonis for that new Tumah, because he's already in the middle of being Tamei. And day 4 doesn't represent a new chapter. It's a Tumah Arichta. According to Rebbe, day 7 is no different than day 4. Because day 7, according to Rebbe, he doesn't begin yet his new Naziris. For as we just learned before, according to Rebbe, he doesn't begin his new Naziris term until day 8. So just like if he becomes Tamei in day 4, we would need the Mishnah to teach us that he doesn't bring a new set of Kabbonis. Similarly to Rebbe, day 7 is no different than day 4. And therefore, the Mishnah wouldn't have to teach us that din. Another way of explaining the question is, as Tosfos says, this is not a situation of Tumais Harbe, of new Tumas. It's all along one Tumah. So what are you going to say the Mishnah is referring to a situation that the person nitma b'shmini v'chazva nitma b'shmini, that the person became Tamei on the 8th day? If he became Tamei on the 8th day, so then why indeed wouldn't he bring a new set of Kabbonis according to Rebbe? It's already, he already began the new count, and it's already after the time of bringing the Kabbonis came. Harei yotzusha shah shiroi lahavi karbon. So according to Rebbe, we have no way of understanding the Mishnah. If he became Tamei again on day 7, so obviously he doesn't have to bring a separate set of Kabbonis. And if he became Tamei on day 8, he should have to bring a new set of Kabbonis. But the Mishnah says that there's a case that he doesn't have to bring the new set of Kabbonis. It must be that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where he became Tamei on day 7, and it's going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that taught us that we do already begin the new count. And even though we begin already the new count, however, since the time of bringing the Kabbonis has not yet come, teaches us the Mishnah that even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that one set of Kabbonis will suffice for both Tumais. The Rishonim discuss, what is the Mishnah and the Gemara? What does the Gemara have to keep on saying that he got Tumah every 7th day? The point that we're trying to make, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, could have just as easily been made if he became Tamei once. So Rishonim answer, the reason the Gemara mentions these cases because the Mishnah uses the words tumais harbe. Tumais means that there were many tumais, which means that this happened more than once. The Briska Rav asks that from our Gemara it seems that the Gemara is teaching us that according to Rebbe, he should have to bring a new carbon on the second, if he became tamei on the second day. There's just the reason that we doesn't, because it's tuma arichta. Ask the Briska Rav, if there's no new tuma until no new zeris until day 8, so then of course he doesn't bring a new carbon, because isn't he he's no different than a tamei shenazar. And we've been learning in our Mishnah and Gemaras that a nazir who became a nazir when he's tamei is never mechuyif to bring a carbon tumah. Why is this individual different than a tamei shenazar that there's any question he should have to bring a carbon? Answers the Briska Rav that a tamei shenazar only means that his original naziris was accepted when he was tamei, when he was in the cemetery. Here we're not referring to a person who began his journey of naziris when he was tamei. We're referring to a situation where the person started off the right way, that he was a person who was tar and accepted upon himself naziris. Only later did he become tamei. That person does not fall into the category of a tamei shenazer. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold that as soon as the Yom Havas Kabanosov, the day that he could bring his kabanos comes, that's the day he begins the new count? Says the Gemara, Amakra, V'chipa lo b'shechot ala nefesh. He has to have the kapara, he has to have the kabanos, v'hod of a kiddush esrei shai, and then he begins the new count. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who holds that even on day 7, he already begins the new count, im kain, how will he explain the pasuk? Lemakra v'kiddush esrei shai. It would be enough that the pasuk should just say v'kiddush esrei shai. Why does the pasuk use the words b'yomahu lamali? And the Rishonim have two ways of explaining the Gemara. One is that Rabbi Yossi learns it that the words b'yomahu are superfluous or extra to teach us that imein inya l'shmini, that we don't have to wait for day 8 to start the new count. Rather, today inya l'shmini, that he can begin the new count already on day 7. Of his purification process. Other Rishonim say that the way Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda learned it is from a Ein Miyad Achem Miyad El Rabbis, that throughout Shas we have a concept that when the Pasuk teaches us two exclusions, it's actually coming to be Marba. Here we have one Pasuk that says the Kiddush is Roishoy, to teach us that it would be in day 8, and then it says B'yoymahu, which also seems to be day 8. So it's a situation of miyat achamiyat, and we have a rule throughout Shas, ain't miyat achamiyat our rabbis, and it comes to teach us, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that on day 7 we begin the process. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Nami aksib yoymahu, what's Rabbi going to do with these words of yoymahu? Amalach, Rabbi responds, Hahu lahachi doasi. We need the words b'yomahu to teach us that as soon as day 8 arrives, the day of bringing the kabbonis, even though he didn't actually bring the kabbonis, he begins the new count. That's b'yomahu, as soon as the day arrives, even though he didn't actually bring the kabbonis. Ask the Gemara. We, as we said a moment ago, Rav Chisda told us that the Mishnah in Masechta Krisis that says we can have a nazir who had a series of tumas, yet will only have to bring one set of carbon tumah. He explained that that Mishnah follows the opinion of Yosef ben Yehuda, and it's referring to a situation that the person became tamei and then went through the purification process, and then on day 7, when he began the new count of naziris, became tamei again. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though he already began a new term of naziris, one set of carbon tuma will be sufficient. Rav Chisda asked the Gemara, Rav Chisda, my duk me l'ukmik Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what forced him to explain that that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Lukma, why don't we explain that the Mishnah can even follow the opinion of Rebbe, and it's referring to a situation kigoyin the Nitma, the Chazi Belayel Shemini. Let's say this person, let's say day 7 was Sunday and day 8 was Monday, and he became Tomei on Sunday night. Sunday night he can't yet bring the Karbonis, but it is already day 8, because by us Jews, we begin counting the new day at night. So Sunday night is already day 8, and the Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush that even though it's already day 8 and he already began counting the new Naziris, but still, since it's at night, so it's prior to the time that he could bring the Kabbonis, if he becomes Tamei on Sunday night, which is already 8, which is already the time according to Rebbe, he's counting the new Naziris, he'll still only have to bring one set of Karban Tumah. So we've been able to figure out a circumstance how this Mishnah could follow the opinion of Rebbe, which is the more halachically acceptable opinion. Says the Gemara, if Rav Chisda didn't give this explanation in the Mishnah, mid the loy mukab loy karebi, if he didn't explain the Mishnah that way, it must be leim kasava laila lav mechusas manhu. There, we know that kabbonis cannot bring brought at night. However, there is a question in Shas: why can't kabbonis be brought at night? Is it because nighttime is a time where we're not yet obligated to bring the carbon? Laila mechusas man, the obligation to bring the kabbonis doesn't come until the morning? Or is it that the obligation to bring the Kabbonis actually already begins at night? Just as a technical issue that the Beis HaMikdash is closed at night, so Kabbonis can't be brought at night. If Rav Chisda is not explaining the Mishnah like Rebbe, it must be because Rav Chisda says that the night time is just a technical time where Kabbonis cannot be brought, but that the obligation to bring Kabbonis already exists at night. And therefore, if according to Rebbe, the person will become Tamei on the night, which is the 8th day, on Sunday night in our example, he is already considered after the time. He's already in the new Naziris, and he's already after the time of bringing the new Kabbonis, and Itaka would have a new obligation for this Tumah. Isn't this a proof? Because the Gemara and the Havamina explained the Mefarshim is considering that the 8th day and the obligation of Kabbonis don't travel together. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand. Rather, these two concepts, what is the 8th day and what is the time for bringing in the carbon, are connected to each other. Amar of Adab Ahadva, Hava HaTalia. I Amrit Laila Mechusas Man. If we're going to say that Kabbonis can't be brought at night, not because the Beis HaMikdash is closed, but because it's not yet time for bringing the carbon. Amos Machsel Carbon, when is the time that the carbon is obligated to be brought? Only Litzafra, only in the morning. So Naziris Navilachal Litzafra. The new Naziris doesn't begin, if we follow that opinion, also till the morning. So the night between the 7th day and the 8th day is like the 7th day. And like we explained before in our shir, that on the 7th day, it's obvious that according to Rebbe, if he became Tomei, he would not have to bring a new set of Karban Tumah. It's a situation of Tumah Ruchta. And if, on the other hand, you'll say, Laila Eina Mechusas Man, and the obligation of bringing Karbonis already is there at night, Naziris Tara Chayil Motor, so the new Naziris also begins at night. And indeed, if he would become Tomei at night, he would have to bring a new set of Karban Tumah. So we don't have a case that the Mishnah is referring, according to Rebbe, where he starts his new count, but he doesn't have to bring a new set of Karban Tumah. Only if we explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Says the Gemara Gufa. And the Rosh makes an observation. Usually, when the Gemara precedes a Gemara with the word Gufa, the Gemara is going to repeat something that a Braisa, a Mishnah that was quoted earlier, and begin to analyze it. Here the Gemara is using the word Gufa not to review a Braisa that was previously mentioned, but it's going to use the word Gufa to review a concept that was mentioned earlier. And again, the Rosh says as he said a number of times, Lashon Nedarim and Lashon Nazir, the terminology used in the Gemara Masechta Nazir and Masechta Nedarim and Masechta Nazir is somewhat different than the terminology that's used throughout Shas. Gufa. Nitna b'shvi, v'chazv nitna b'shvi. If somebody becomes tamei in the seventh day, the halacha is einam mevi el carbon echad. He only has to bring only one carbon. However, nitma b'shmini, v'chazv nitma b'shmini, if he becomes tamei in the 8 days, mevi carbon akol echad or echad. He has to bring a carbon for each tumah separately. Maschol minor miyad, and he begins to count the naziris immediately. And we have here a very fundamental machlokes how to understand the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. We're going to learn our Gemara Mitzvah like the opinion of Tosfos. The Rebbe Elazar actually follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that the count of the new Naziris begins on day 7. However, Rebbe Elazar, as we learned in our Mishnah, says that if a person becomes Tamei on the first day of his Naziris, he doesn't forfeit. It's the dinim of a Nazir who becomes Tamei don't apply to him. And therefore, even though Rebbe Elazar is agreeing with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that he begins the count on day 7, the Tumah that should have an relevance is only a Tumah that begins on day 8. That's why we understand here that Rebbe Elazar holds he begins to count immediately means that he counts on the 7th day, but it's only effective, the Tumah only makes a difference if it's on day 8, because it has to have 2 days of Naziris for Tumah to make a difference according to Rebbe Elazar. However, other Rishonim explain that Rebbe Elazar is following the opinion of Rebbe that we only begin counting the new count of Naziris for Tomei Shenazir on day 8. Of a Nazir Shetomei on day 8. The question that comes up is if he only began the count on day 8, if he becomes Tomei on day 8, that's the first day of Naziris. Then Rebbe Elazar and our Mishnah teach us that if he becomes Tomei on the first day of his Naziris, it doesn't make a difference, that he should have to bring, for which he should have to bring Kabbanis. Say, those Rishonim, Rebbe Elazar only made that statement by a Tomei Shenazir. Here, however, we're referring to a Nazir Shenitma, and a Nazir Shenitma is not bound to that din that he only has to bring Kabbanis if he becomes Tomei on day 2 or later. The Chamayim, Karban Echad al Kol, if a person, even if it's day 8, if he becomes Tomei, he doesn't have to bring a new set of Kabbanis, Ad Shevi Chatosai, until he brings the Karban Chatos for the original Tumah. Only if Chevi Chatosai v'netma, the Chevi Chatosai v'netma, only if he brought his Karban Chatos, that's when he begins the new count, and that's when, if he becomes Tumah again, does he have to bring another set of Kabbanis. Maybe Karban Kol Echav Echad. However, Chevi Chatosai v'loi Chevi Hashama, but all he has to do is bring the Karban Chatos. If he did not bring the Karban Asham, he still can already begin his new count, and if he becomes Tamei, have to bring a separate carbon. Rav Shmuel ben Noach, Rav Yoikim, Rav Reik, Omer, Shem Shek, Achatosai Kvosai. Just like the Chachamim says Rav Shmuel ben Breika, that the Chatos is integral and essential to his Tahara, Kach Asham Akvai, so too is his carbon Asham essential. And therefore, according to Rav Shmuel ben Breika, until he brings both the Chatos and the Asham, does he not begin the new count? Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rebbe Elazar, and again we're following Tosfos' understanding of Rebbe Elazar, Amakrav Akidus Ashrei Shebeyom Ahuh. He's going to explain that pasuk the same way Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda explained the pasuk, that Av Bishlai Hevi Kabbanosov, even though it's not yet even the day for bringing Kabbanos, it's still day 7, he starts the new count. Rabbanan, the pasuk is coming to teach us that even if he didn't bring the carbon asham, as soon as he brings the carbon chatos, he starts the new count. Ask the Gemara, El Rabbi Shmuel, Hahu Lamali, what would Rabbi Shmuel do with the word Hahu? Amalach, to teach us Hahu Apishlei Hevi Elosai. We know that a Nazir that becomes Tamei has to bring three Kabbanas, a Chatos, an Asham, and an Oila. And Rabbi Shmuel saying, until he brings the Chatos and the Asham, he doesn't start the new count. But the Oila, he could start. The pasuk is teaching us that if he didn't bring the oila, he could still start the new count. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, from where will the Rabbanan, who used the pasuk to teach us that he doesn't have to bring the asham, as soon as he brought the chatos, he could start the new count? How will they know that the oila is also not required to start the new count? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan hold oila loy boy miyuta. For an oila, I don't need a pasuk, because the oil is darim ba'almahu. The oil is only brought as a gift. So it's obvious that it's not essential to bring the oil to be able to start the new count. And therefore I don't need a pasuk to teach us that. Rabbi Shmuel, who does need a pasuk to teach us that the oil is not necessary to be brought to bring the new carbon, obviously says the current oira holds that the oil, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is an essential carbon. And the pasuk is teaching us that even though normally the oil is an essential carbon in the person's tahara, here the Torah is teaching us that as soon as he brought techatas and asham, he can begin the new count. My tamayid rabbanim, what is the reasoning of the rabbanim? And we have here two pshatim and how to understand the Gemara's question. The simple way of understanding the Gemara's question is that why do Rabbanan differentiate between the Chatos and the oil and the Asham, and saying that the Chatos is essential and the Oila and the Chatos is essential and the Asham is not essential? However, the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara's question is a different question. And let's again quote the Pasuk that we've been working with. The Pasuk says, Vasa koin echol chatos vechol oila v'chipa lov ashechot al nefesh v'kidesh is roishoy b'yoymahu, and only afterwards, that's b'midbar vav yud aleph, and only the next pasuk, which speaks about, which is after the pasuk teaching us v'kidesh is roishoy b'yoymahu, that he begins counting his new naziris, teaches us the Hazel Hashem as Yimei Nizroi, the Havi Keves Ben Shnosei La Oshram, the Yoimem Yerushalayim Yiplu Kitim and Nizroi. So the pasuk separated between the Chatos, which precedes the words of the Kiddush B'Yoimahu, which precedes the pasuk that teaches us that it begins the new Naziris, and the Oshram, which is only mentioned in the pasuk after the words the Kiddush B'Yoimahu, after he already began counting his new Naziris. So ask the Gemara, the why does the Rabbanan need a pasuk to exclude the need to bring a carbon asham in order for him to start his new Naziris? It's obvious from the wording of the pasuk that the asham is not necessary for him to start new Naziris, because the chiyuv, the obligation to bring the asham, is only mentioned after he already started the new Naziris. The Tanya answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says also, the Hazel Hashem as Himei Nizroi, the Havius Kevis Menchinosei Lo'ayla, Ma'atam Eloima. What does the pasuk teach us? Says the Gemara, the pasuk teaches us, Lefisha Matzina Shekolav Shamash Batayra Shema Akvin. Normally, when a person has to bring a carbon asham, that obligation is essential. And until it's brought, the obligation has not been met. So I would think here too, if he didn't bring the carbon asham, he can't start the new naziris. Tamaloymer the hazer v'hevi abishlei hevi, even though he didn't bring the carbon asham, hazer, he could start the new count. So ask Taisvis the obvious question. So now the way we understand the Rabbanon, we have two psukim teaching us the same concept, that bringing the carbon asham is not essential in order for this person to start the new count. One is the pasuk of B'yoymahu, and one is the pasuk of the Hezer Behavi. And the question is, why do we need two psukim, as Tosfos, to teach us the same lesson? Answers Tosfos. If we would not have the pasuk of B'yoymahu, we would use the pasuk to teach us the Hezer Behavi as Rav Yishmael teaches us. And we'll read the what Rav Yishmael holds. Rav Yishmael ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka Omer, the Hezer Behavi, Amasai Hezer, the Matcha Hevi. When can he start his new count? Only after he brings the Karban Asham. So if I didn't have the words B'yoymahu, says Tosfos, I would perhaps say that the Rabbanon would perhaps explain and define the pasuk of Hezer Behavi like Rabbi Shmuel explained it, that it's teaching us that he only begins the new count after he brings the Karban Asham. But if I only had the pasuk of B'yoymahu, maybe I would say that the pasuk is only teaching us that the oila is not the essential, that you don't have to bring the oila in order to start the new count. Only after we have the two psukim, B'yoymahu teaches us that there's a carbon that's not essential, and I say that the Hezer Behavi is to be understood to teach us it's that the carbon asham, which is the subject of that pasuk, is the non-essential carbon. And therefore, we now understand, after we having both limudim, both the limud of B'yoymahu and the limud of the Hezer Behavi, that according to Rabbanon, certainly if he didn't bring the carbon oiler, could he start the new count? But even if he didn't bring the carbon asham, he could start the new count. So just to review, we have four opinions of when a nazir who became tamei, that he has to go through the purification process of the parah aduma, and then the seventh day he has to go to the mikveh and take a haircut. When does he begin his new count? According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he begins his new count on day number 7. According to Rebbe, he begins his new count on day 8, even though he didn't bring any kabbadis. As soon as the morning of day 8 comes, he begins his new count. According to Rabbanon, the Chachamim, he begins his new count on day 8 after he brought the Karban Chatos, and according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Broika, he begins the new count on day 8 after he brought the Karban Chatos and the Karban Asham, even though he didn't yet bring the Karban Oilah.